For the past three episodes, we've been following the story of Dan Perotti and his wife, Judy. Here's Seth Jovag with our fourth installment.
Is there any part of you that welcomes death?
Sure. I'm tired. So in a way, I'm kind of interested to see how this is going to go. You know, what's going to happen next?
Dan died on March 17th, 2014. His wife and kids were with him. The funeral was 2 days later.
I arranged, with the help of dear friends, to have people sit with Dan's body, day and night, from the time he arrived at the funeral home until the time the funeral started. It was snowing in the morning. Dan would have loved the snow. And then when we got to the Farley Center, the sun came out. And I thought, this is perfect. A little sunshine, a little snow. He would have loved it. We wanted it simple. There weren't flowers there. There weren't boards with photos. There was nothing. It was just the spoken word.
What you may not know, and what I can share with you, is what it was like to be raised by such a man. He was gentle enough to comfort through mere contact. And he was always encouraging, even in my strangest pursuits. I think that is because he was confident in me, confident that my character would prevail, a character that I can attribute to him. What he taught me through his examples are ideals that we strive for as a humanity. And I was lucky enough to have them embodied in my father.
Dan was buried in what's known as a green cemetery. There was no embalming, no headstones, no concrete vaults. The pallbearers carried Dan's plain pine casket up a soggy hill to a wooded site. They lowered Dan into a 4-foot deep hole. It was Judy who shoveled the first scoop of earth into her husband's grave.
The dirt, yeah. Then it's final. There's no coming back from any of it, but just the first shovelful of dirt that hits that coffin is just like, that's very hard to hear, very hard to experience. And it was hard because the grandchildren were there and none of them had seen their grandfather at hospice. We wanted to protect them from that. And we didn't want them to remember him like that, in a coma. So they were at the funeral, and they were very sad at the funeral, but I think it really hit them when we buried him, and they were really very upset, very, just sobbing, because they too understood that this was it. This was the end.
That's Judy Perotti. In the final hour of our series on death, we'll hear from her about missing and remembering Dan. By the way, all the music for Dan's story was composed for us by musicologist Freddie Knope. You can hear Dan and Judy's entire story all at once on our website, ttbook.org/death.